Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money is on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN. And we're focused this morning on really whether your financial planner is always acting in the best interests of their clients, right?
Does that sound weird to you?
Yeah.
I mean, it sort of sounds weird when you say it like that, because it seems like, well, aren't they required to? I mean, your doctor, your lawyer, your accountant. But, you know, it's a very strange thing that in financial services, we have different standards of care that are applied. And I think this is a very much of a head scratcher for consumers. So let me just put it out very clearly. The two basic ways that people are held to treating you, the customer, are one is called suitability. Whatever I tell you is or suggest to you for your financial life has to be suitable for you. And the other is called fiduciary. Yeah, it's the F word. The fiduciary standard is the one that says I have to act in your best interest. So, for example, if I say to you, hey, Susan, you're in Buffalo, you should save with a 529 plan. That's suitable advice. But I need to then say, and the very best plan for you is the New York plan, because there you will go directly. You don't have to pay a commission and you'll get a tax benefit. If I'm not held to the fiduciary standard, I can just sell you a 529 plan that's suitable for you, but forget to tell you about the other stuff that's actually better for you. You could see it's a very distinctive line in the sand there.
For a lot of people, though, when you start to look at, okay, you know, does this person do this? Are they telling me all this information? The idea of kind of shopping around for that person, it can be very complex because you don't really know what they're talking about, right? It's a little bit different than shopping around for something else.
Right. It's like, now, like, okay, so I would say to you, like, if you go to a car dealership and you say, I am going to a Honda dealership, the person at the dealership is not going to then say to you, you know what, the Toyota's better for you. You know that going in. You're absolutely right. I think that what is important here is that the government is trying to step in and force financial professionals to make better disclosures around this. And what they're saying is the Department of Labor is basically saying, hey, anyone who's giving financial advice with a retirement plan, we're going to step in here and you now have to be held to the fiduciary standard. You got to tell somebody, you know, not just that this is an idea that could work because you're going to make a big commission. You have to say, here's an idea that's going to work. You could do this other thing that's cheaper and better for you, but I'll sell you this thing. It doesn't mean you can't sell that thing. It doesn't mean you can't say to somebody who's got an IRA, oh, you can buy my variable annuity. You just have to tell them I get paid more with that. And there are other options. Here are the other options. So it just puts it on the professional to actually make that distinction. But, you know, this is going to get challenged in the court system. I'm going to have a very easy thing for you to ask. You ready for your three questions that you have to ask?
All right, let's go.
Number one. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for all this advice. I just want to know, are you held to the fiduciary standard?
No.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. Sorry. So that's the number one. If they say yes, just say, hey, great. Put this in writing. And I want to make sure this applies to me all the time, all my accounts. Okay. Number two. Hey, how do I pay for your services? Do you ever talk to a financial person? They say, you don't have to pay anything. And that is such a lie. Of course, there is some fee for this. Are you in the Red Cross financial professional? I don't think so. So, you know, you could say, no. I mean, is it an hourly rate? Is it coming as a percentage of my portfolio value? Are you getting paid a commission that comes out of the mutual fund you sell me or the insurance product? Just make them say in writing how they're going to get paid. And finally, I like this one because I'm old. People who are old love this question. What experience do you have?
Oh, yeah, because, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, listen, I was a young financial advisor. You know, when I was 30 years old, I hated this question. I hated it. I said, well, you know what? I haven't been in the business long, but this is what I've done. And, you know, it's hard. You have to build a business somehow or other. But it's good if you have somebody at least who has a designation like a certified financial planner, or you're a CPA who's got a little specialty in financial planning, or a chartered financial analyst. One of those things that kind of says at least you passed a bunch of hard tests. You may not, you know, be a seasoned professional, but you've been doing it enough so that you can really get through the material. And that's important.
All right. Hey, the Fed meets this week. What should we expect?
I think that what they're probably going to do is they're going to be talking a lot about the NFL draft, because there will be nothing to talk about when it comes to interest rates. They're going to leave them where they are. Just remember, growth has slowed down in the first quarter of this year, and the inflation rate is not coming down enough for the Fed. So they're going to do nothing, and that's okay. End of the week, we're going to get a jobs report. That's going to be really interesting to the Fed, because the jobs market has been on fire in the first few months of the year. We'll see if it downshifts a little.
Okay. Well, the inflation picture, though, it's kind of like we hit a little bit of a plateau. That would be why they do nothing. But what's kind of sticking us here with inflation?
A few things. I mean, first of all, we've had oil that has energy prices have gone up in the first few months of the year. We know that. But I think overall, like, the big disappointment appears to be that shelter, which is, you know, the cost of housing, just it has not really moved that much. And I guess that what I would say is this, as somebody who, when in college, lost a lot of weight at the end of college, it's like you lose a whole bunch of weight in the beginning of the I'm focused on my food, right? And then all of a sudden you do kind of plateau. It feels like we're plateauing a little bit on inflation. I think we'll get there, but to go from say from 9 to 3.5% inflation rate, we did it very quickly. 3.5 down to 2.5 or 2, it's going to take longer. And that last bit, those last 10 pounds or those last 5 pounds, it's hard. And it will happen. I just don't think it's going to happen as fast as the Fed would like.
Yeah. Hey, the New York City commuter tax, congestion pricing.
Yeah, get it, girl.
I'm going to say it's a buzz here now. What's it? What's the buzz there?
I mean, if you live in New York City, it's thrilling, because as far as I'm concerned, since you don't have a lot of people who listen from New Jersey, you can just take all those lousy New Jersey drivers and keep them over there. Look, we have a problem in the city. There's too much traffic, and there's too much traffic midtown. And this is a problem that may or may not go away with congestion pricing, but it should encourage more people to take public transportation. I think it's tough for people who come from places where there isn't a great commuter service. I mean, if you live in New Jersey, frankly, and I'm making fun of that because that's a very New York City thing to do. If you live in northern New Jersey, you know, you got to take a bus or you got to drive, and there's not a train. Whereas if you live on Long Island or you live in Westchester, the suburbs north and east, there's great train service. So listen, since COVID, we see ridership down pretty dramatically. I think it's time for everyone to get back on the trains. And as a person who loves the New York City transit system, because it's the most efficient way to get around the city, get on a train. Stop taking your Ubers. Let's move on. I like it. Get the more money into I want my subways to be safer, so I need more money.
Okay. Jill, thank you for the time this morning, and we'll chat again soon. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.